Well, now, well, now, once again, allow us to express our gratitude to the act of you. For once again allowing us this opportunity to interact in your vibrational level and to interact and share with the act of you. And we would remind you once again as well that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in this silent communication, in this telepathic exchange of information. And as a result of the energy that you have created in this space, you once again will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness, but to express the intent, and that opportunity most certainly exists for each of you. Now, it's important to understand that the information that we express to each of you is simply information that you desire to hear. We tell you that which you desire to hear. You see, to assume that an entity existing outside of your vibrational level has more information and knowledge about your creation process and what it is that you're experiencing in your vibrational level, it just doesn't really make any sense. It's like sitting in your home and looking at your neighbor's house and understanding what's happening in your neighbor's house that is somehow more knowledgeable than what the neighbor themselves realize and understand that they're experiencing. And so we simply suggest to you that which you desire to hear. And you will find that the information that you seek cannot be experienced through listening to entities such as ourselves, through channeling. It cannot be experienced by reading in a book. It cannot be written down. It cannot be expressed. It's an experience that each of you can experience. But it's an experience and it's a knowledge that exists within inside each of you. The answers you seek are within inside each of you. You have but to alter your consciousness, enter into a meditative state while maintaining the awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. And each of you has that opportunity to connect with that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will realize that it's an experience. It's not something that can be written down. You won't find it expressed in a book. It always falls short to attempting to express through the utilization of a vocabulary. It's an experience. One that each of you can have, but nonetheless, one which defies explanation through utilization of vocabulary. And once you experience that connection, you will understand. You will understand that it can't be expressed. You will understand the illusionary reality that you exist in. You will get a glimpse of who and what you truly are. And you will retain a memory of that experience. And you will understand why it can't be expressed. You will understand that you can't find the terminology to explain. And so once again, you won't find it written in a book. You won't find it by being involved in this type of interaction. This is simply but a opportunity for you to realize that the opportunity exists for you to go with inside and to have that experience and to bring back into your consciousness an awareness of what that experience is and to utilize it. To understand that you create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And to bring that unconditional love into your consciousness. You see, one of the most difficult aspects of your reality creation process from a conscious state is this lack of self-love. Unconditional self-love. Not just liking who you are. We're not suggesting that you don't like who you are. We're not suggesting that you don't have this concept of love and self-love. Absolutely. But understand that it's unconditional and absolute love. That's a much different concept. Unconditional. That means that there are no conditions. You see, when you put a condition upon a loving experience, it now becomes a contract. You have changed it. It's like it's not an unconditional gift of love, either to yourself or to another, but it's a contract. As long as you participate and do this particular part of the agreement, then I will continue to love you. That's not love, that's a contract. You're involved in an interaction. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not suggesting that it's wrong. It's what you do as a society, it's what you utilize to make your society function. You all enter into all types of agreements and contracts with individuals many times that you love. But understand, that's not an expression of unconditional love. As soon as you put a condition on, it now becomes a contract. And the gift of unconditional love means there are no conditions. And when you can bring that understanding into your consciousness and love yourself unconditionally, then you begin to grasp that understanding of who and what you truly are, of the illusionary element that you exist in, that you choose to exist in, that you created all, that you are the God you search for. And that answer lies within inside each of you. You won't find it, once again, by listening to some type of information or by attempting to read it in a book. That simply gives you a glimpse into the possibilities. But in order to experience that, you must go with inside. You must learn to alter your consciousness by maintaining your awareness. And each of you has that opportunity. And when you begin to understand what unconditional love is, then you can bring it into your day-to-day activities. And then this reality creation process all begins to change. You see, your reality influenced from a conscious state is based upon what you desire. So many individuals existing in your awakened consciousness state, really, if you were to ask in a manner of, tell me, what it is that you desire? What's the most important thing in your reality that you choose to experience? And what's the next? And what's the next? What do you desire? Know what it is that you desire. And then utilize your imagination. You see, imagination is a powerful tool. Consider that each invention, if you wish, each piece of apparatus that you utilize in your day-to-day activities is as the result of someone's imagination. Imagination, a very powerful tool. And the more detailed your imagination of a particular desire, then the greater the opportunity of you creating it. And then there's the expectation. Ah, now there's the problem. See, it's easy to suggest that you desire certain things, and it's easy to utilize your imagination, but do you expect that it's possible for you to bring that into your reality? Expectation. Very difficult. Expectation. You see, one of the key elements to expectation is liking who you are and loving yourself consciously, unconditionally. Like who you are. It's absolutely necessary. It's very difficult to love yourself if you don't like who you are. And it's difficult for you to love another unconditionally if you don't understand what unconditional love is for yourself. You can't give something that you don't already possess. Love yourself unconditionally. Like who you are. We hesitate many times to give out certain instructions because you see, the technique that you utilize in this creation process is really not important. What's important is your belief in the technique. Whether you choose to utilize some type of affirmation, if you believe that that will assist you in accomplishing what you desire, then go for it. If you believe that you have to have that affirmation on a continual basis in order for it to become manifested in your reality, then go for it. If you believe that you can just have that type of affirmation one time and then you can set it aside and eventually it will create in your reality, then go for it. The method or the technique that you utilize is not nearly as important as your belief in that method or technique. We used an analogy that it's like you're on a shore and you're about to make a journey across a body of water. And laying off the shore a certain distance, there's a bank of fog. So you have no idea how long your journey is going to be, how perilous it's going to be, or what you're going to encounter in that experience. And so lined up along the shore are various types of vessels. And some individuals would come upon the very first vessel, it may be a canoe, for example, and feel that that will accomplish their journey, and off they go, quite confident, believing that it's possible to complete the journey in that vessel. There will be other individuals who will run up and down the shore, searching for the proper way, searching for the right vessel, checking to see how big it is. Can it survive the worst type of weather? How well equipped is it? What's the crew like? Etc., etc. It can go on. And they never really choose. They're always searching. They never make the journey. And the irony of it is that you can walk across the water. What do you believe? And so, the method or the technique that you utilize in this creation process is not nearly as important as your belief. What's important is that you like who you are. And once again, while we hesitate to give various techniques, we would suggest that it can be quite beneficial for you to make a list of principles that you would like to express to others and to yourself to become who you wish to be. A set of principles. And when you establish that set of principles, it's important to understand that you're establishing that set of principles to become who you wish to be. You're not doing it to impress others. You're not doing it to influence how others feel about you. You're doing it because that's the beliefs and that's the principles that you would like to hold. That's like who you would like to be, so that you can lock yourself. And as you apply your principles, you begin to strengthen your character. And you begin to lock who you are. And then you begin to understand the necessary steps to begin to love yourself. To give yourself gifts unconditionally for the opportunity of experiencing what it's like to be joyful. What it's like to be in a trusting relationship, what it's like to be intimate, first with yourself, and then with another. And you begin to love yourself consciously. And suddenly, when you like who you are, and you love yourself consciously, your whole interactions with others begins to alter. Many of your relationships change. You begin to experience interactions with others that in the past just didn't occur. People begin to smile at you because you like who you are, and you give off that air, that energy, and others tap into that and they understand. And while they may wonder why they smile at you, they nonetheless feel good being in your presence because you like who you are, and they feel that energy. And when you love yourself consciously, then that particular interaction is magnified. But the most important thing that occurs when you reach that point is that you begin to have the expectation to create the reality that you desire. You have that expectation, the difficult part to gain, because you believe that you're worthy, because you like yourself, because you love yourself unconditionally. And so you begin to hold an entire different concept of the beliefs and attitudes. You begin to experience entirely different thoughts and feelings. And you begin to make different choices. Choices that at one time may have seemed to be very difficult and almost impossible, but suddenly it's not that impossible. Suddenly you can make those difficult choices with ease because you believe. You believe that you're worthy. You believe that you deserve because you like who you are. And you have that expectation. And as a result of altering your thoughts and feelings, you alter and influence your choices and decisions, and conversely affect your attitudes and your beliefs and you change your whole environment, your whole existence, and you begin perhaps to get a glimpse that it's all an illusion. It's really that simple. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
You speak about us coming to whatever you want to call this place, Earth. You talk about us coming here to experience beliefs and learn unconditional self. Why would we come here to do that? Why would we come to this plane, this vibration, to experience the beliefs? Why would we do that?
In this reality, in your vibrational level, you put in place, once again, that particularly, we use the term electromagnetic type of energy because that's the closest explanation that you can grasp an understanding of this energy that exists throughout your entire vibrational level. You choose to enter into this vibrational level to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, because then the reality that you experience appears to be beyond your control. And as a result of being beyond your control, you have a capacity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. You see, in all of the other vibrational levels, in the vibrational level that we exist in, we understand absolutely that we can control and create our reality. And we experience many realities similar to the realities that you experience. That very specific difference is we understand that we are the creator. And it's like using our analogy that when you go into the theater, you understand that that's simply a trick of lights and voices, and it's not real. In our reality, it's not real. We understand that it's created in the same manner that you created your reality, but in your awakened consciousness state and through all the other various levels of consciousness, you put in place and sustain that veil that limits your capacity to understand that it's not real, because it intensifies the emotions and feelings. Now, in our vibrational level, only one emotion and feeling intensifies, and that's the understanding and the emotion and feeling of absolute unconditional love.
So we are energy coming through the veil to experience this experience.
You sit within this vibrational level by choice.
As energy?
Absolutely.
Into the human body.
You are all that is. You're asking for an explanation that we suggest you can go with inside and experience who and what you truly are. But it defies explanation. It can't be explained who and what you... You are all that is. You are one, and yet you are separate. You are one not only with the individuals in this vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. There is not one entity who is any more or any less than what each of you are, and yet you are one, and yet you are individuals. You are all that is, and yet you are nothing. It defies explanation. It's an experience that you can have, but it can't be explained. It can't be written down.
The electromagnetic field that you're talking about, but those would be, no one knows that brainwave.
You see, you're looking upon your physical being as somehow being real. And it's not real. It's an illusion. This reality that you experience is an illusion. The energy that each of you are exists within each and every atom of your entire universe. It's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. You go to great lengths and expel tremendous amounts of energy in order to sustain this reality. But you can only do that for a very limited amount of time. And at some point, you will alter your consciousness. At some point, you will sleep. At some point, you will enter into a deep dream state. And you will understand the limitations of this vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state to the point that you believe at some point you will die. At some point you will alter your consciousness to a state that we refer to as the between incarnational state, which by the way is simply one step below if you wish to use some type of analogy of different levels of existence of consciousness, is simply one step removed from your deep dream state. And you believe that you can enter into that state, and in that state you believe that you can exist forever. But you understand absolutely that to maintain this awake consciousness state is impossible. And so it's an illusion.
What's your opinion on Akashic Records?
What do you believe? It's an illusion. You are all that is. If you believe that that exists, you can have that. If you believe that there's a God that's controlling your reality, you can have that. If you believe that you're absolutely not in control, you can have that.
So why would we take a part in an illusion?
For the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible for you to experience when you believe you're not in control. We don't have that opportunity to experience that feeling. We welcome the opportunity to interact with our friend Elias. In return, we take him into areas of creation that are very difficult for you to access in your awakened consciousness state. We welcome that opportunity, but we have absolutely no desire to be involved in this creative process that you're involved in. And we've been suggested in the past that we really wonder why in the hell you would choose to be involved in this type of creation process. But nonetheless, you do. You are involved in that experience for that opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings when you believe you're not in control.
What benefit is that to us as humans?
It gives you that opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that are not otherwise possible. We once again would challenge each of you to take any activity that you're involved in and to break it down as to why you're involved in that opportunity, and eventually you will come to the conclusion it's because there are some emotions and feelings that you desire to experience. And when you don't believe you're in control, they are much more intense.
So when we cross over, whatever you want to call it, we go back, is there any benefit on the other side of the veil from learning the feelings and the experience here and on the earth?
It becomes very difficult. Once again, you're asking for something that's an experience as opposed to something that can be expressed. It's an experience that you can have. This is an illusion. Time and space don't exist. And yet even to utilize some type of vocabulary to give you that explanation is impossible, because anything that refers to time and space is based upon that belief in time and space. You have your past and your present and the now, and you have your future. What you have the difficulty understanding is that it's an illusion. You believe in your awakened consciousness state in the various degrees through other levels of consciousness that you can manipulate your future. You believe that through the choices and decisions that you make, through your thoughts and feelings, what it is that you desire, what you expect, that you can influence your future. Even if it's only to the point where you can understand, I can enter into my bedroom this evening and I can influence the future because I can set my alarm clock to wake me up at 7 a.m. in the morning. You believe that you have that opportunity to somehow influence your future, regardless of how much of an influence that is possible or that you believe is possible. What you don't grasp is the understanding that it's an illusion, and you not only influence your future, but you influence and change your past on a continual basis. It's an illusion. It really doesn't exist. You manipulate your past as easily and as readily as you do your future. In your altered state of consciousness, you exist in the now. You understand that it's an illusion.
So there's no benefits, really. Is it tied to expanding the universe as a whole?
You exist for the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. Your universe is an illusion. It doesn't really exist other than what you believe in your awakened consciousness state. You exist in each and every atom, not only of your entire universe, but as many universes as you desire to believe exist. It's an illusion. It's not real.
Where does this illusion begin?
Now you're asking for a beginning, a timeless past. There is no beginning and there is no end.
Is the ego an illusion?
What do you believe? It's an illusion. What we experience in our reality, we understand, is the illusion. And we correct. And it would be similar, once again, to utilize the analogy of you going into a theater. We create realities for the opportunity to experience various types of emotions and feelings. Absolutely. Similar to what you do. The difference is, we understand that we are the creators. And it's Locke, the individual who's creating the projection that you see in a movie theater. The producer understands that he is the creator. And while he rejoices in the creation, and he absolutely enjoys the creation process, he nonetheless understands that it's simply his creation. Mm-hmm. We understand that it's our creation. You don't understand in your awakened consciousness that, and through other various levels of consciousness, that what you experience in this vibrational level, and in all of the other vibrational levels that you exist in, that it's an illusion. And that it's your creation. The only thing that expands is that absolute, unconditional love.
That's what I was going to say. That's our only goal, is to be unconditional.
And so you're asking for an explanation based upon something that's an illusion. You're asking for an explanation based upon a time frame. Time is illusionary. It doesn't really exist.
The goal is illusionary. But we can.
But the emotions and feelings that you experience, the emotions and feelings, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's real. And it's an emotion and feeling that's more intense because you set aside the understanding that you are all that is. You set aside the understanding that you create from a position of absolute unconditional love. You set aside the understanding that you are not only all that is, but you are one.
Mm-hmm.
Each of you are one. And yet you are individual. It defies explanation. To suggest that you are a piece of the one is to infer that there's this huge one and you are but a tiny piece. It's not that way. You are all. And it's to suggest if you are a spark of consciousness that somehow there's this huge flame, if you wish, of consciousness and you are but a spark. It is not that way at all. You are all that is. You are the entire flame. You are one with each and every other individual. And yet you are separate. It defies an explanation. It's an emotion that you can experience. It's an experience that you can have if you go with inside. You can come in contact with that spark of consciousness that you are. You can get a glimpse of who and what you truly are. And you can bring it back into this particular conscious level with that understanding. And then you will begin to understand why you can't explain it. Why you won't find it written in a book. Why you can't utilize a vocabulary to express it to another.
So where did all this consciousness start? You're not answering
like
questions that are going around.
There is no beginning and there is no end.
I understand that.
Then it didn't start. It is. It's like asking when did the universe start. It starts now. There is no beginning and there is no end. There is no time. It's an illusion. It's now. It begins, if you wish to use time, continuously. Your past is an illusion. You alter it continuously as readily as you alter your future because it's an illusion. It doesn't exist. Time and space are the most difficult human consciousness concepts for you to grasp and to step outside of. But nonetheless, they are illusionary. And you go to great lengths to put in place belief systems to validate and experiences to validate that there is a passage of time and space. And so you wish to ask, when did it begin? Because that's accepting this belief system
that
there's a beginning and there's an end, and it doesn't begin.
Yeah. not where you began, but so you talk about consciousness. Just when I got a word of difference. Yeah.
You are one.
I'm not talking about time. I'm talking before time.
There is no time. There is no before time. It's now. It's now. There is no past, and there is no present, and there is no future. It's now. It's an illusion. Time is illusionary. There is no beginning in the sense that you can put down and say, that's when it began. It begins now. You must go with inside. The answers that you seek cannot be given, cannot be expressed through the utilization of a vocabulary. You can't write it down. And when you grasp that understanding, when you own that belief that you are all that is, then you will understand that it's not possible to express it to another. It's an experience that each of you has that opportunity to have. But you must go with inside. It's an experience, not something that can be described or explained. Does that answer your question?
No.
If you rise to with individuals who have difficulty in accepting because they wish to have an absolute answer to something which is an experience and cannot be given through the utilization. And so we've utilized the explanation that when we suggest to you and ask if you answer, if that answers your question, we're simply being polite because frankly that is the answer to your question. And so, does that answer your question? Go with inside.
I will.
The answers you seek are with inside. Each of you, go with inside. Put aside. You see, many times when individuals meditate, this veil that you put in place continues to persist. And so you will have these very desirable hallucinations, if you wish, or realities that you're experiencing in that conscious state. And you get caught up in that. And it's very interesting. And it's very desirable. You come out of that experiencing perhaps past lifetimes, perhaps other realities, and you feel like that was such a very, very interesting and very successful meditation. But it's your veil, if you wish, continuing to put in place these realities that limit your capacity to go deeper. And so when you get those experiences that seem to be very desirable. It would really be nice to experience that past life. It would be really nice to experience that particular vision, if you wish, that reality that's being created in your meditative state. We would suggest that you put that aside, the same way you put aside your conscious thoughts that interfere with your getting into that altered state of consciousness. And when you have those experiences, put them aside. Put them aside. Go back to just being nothing. Go back to going deeper and deeper until you touch that spark of consciousness that you are. And when you touch that, you will become overwhelmed. You will become overwhelmed by the understanding of absolute unconditional love that you are. But you must put aside all of the tempting visions, if you wish, all of those tempting realities that it's so enjoyable to spend your meditative state in and experiencing your other levels of consciousness. Put them aside. Treat them the same as you would as a conscious thought that's interfering with where it is that you desire to go. Put them aside. Go deeper. Put them aside. And with practice, you can put them aside and you can get there. Each of you can get there. Now, do we have any other questions? If not, we would like to suggest that this has once again been a very enjoyable interaction, and we are grateful for this opportunity to interact and to share and to learn from the rest of you. And we will remind you once again that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, for now, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.
Thank you.